From WHYY.
From WHYY.
From WHYY.
It's Philadelphia.
You can never go back to high school. Or maybe you can, but only to foil a sinister scheme hatched by a shadowy villain. Take notes, you'll be quizzed later on this season's final adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our hero.
High school. This is my life.
Aren't you the school hero?
Not anymore, kid.
Amplified! Get in here!
Yes, sir, Principal Richmond, sir.
I don't know what happened to you last summer. You had this fun new attitude. And I hear you're hanging out with those Von Zwack twins. Those kids are bad news.
Don't bring Oscar and Gretchen into this.
If you squeal, we will ruin you.
We were going to fail out of school.
The Von Zwack twins got away with it.
What?
That's not really the point. You stood up to some powerful people and told the truth. I'm proud of you.
I think I finally deciphered Maggie's clue.
Your old high school.
What about our old high school?
There's a mysterious developer trying to tear it down. Omicron Gamma Construction.
Gasp.
Well, Barry, you and I are going back to high school.
Attention, students. YOLO.
High school. It's exactly the same, but also completely different.
Out of the way, nerds!
Old nerds!
Nerds.
Not that different.
Amplified! Cunningham! My office, now!
Yes, sir, Principal Richmond.
It's been a long time since I've seen you two.
Feels like yesterday.
Even this morning.
And how's my twin brother doing?
He's fine. You two are identical.
It's very unsettling.
Let's get down to business, Eleanor.
Right. I heard about the construction company trying to tear down the school. It's awful.
Yeah. They want to build a drone factory.
Then why bother tearing down the school, am I right?
Eleanor.
That's not funny.
Sorry.
This Omicron Gamma Construction Company is asking for a ridiculous amount of money to save the school.
Mr. Richmond, I have reason to believe that the company is just a front, part of a shadowy evil network that's trying to wreak havoc on the world.
Yeah, could be. And I think they have some connection to you, Eleanor.
Me? What do you mean?
They gave us one other option to save the school. They want you, Eleanor, to publicly quit your radio show. And give up journalism. On the air!
What does me quitting have to do with the school?
I don't know. It was an odd request. Really out of left field.
And how much money are we talking?
A ridiculous amount. But Eleanor, you can't quit. These days, people need the truth.
But what's the point if we don't have good schools to teach fact from fiction in the first place?
There are other schools, Eleanor. But there's only one you.
Well, I've made my decision. Barry, get the broadcasting equipment. We're going to do today's radio show from the school gymnasium.
Eleanor, you're not going to quit, are you?
I've got to save the school, Barry. Barry, we good?
Yeah, Eleanor. We're going live in 5, 4, 3, 2...
This is the whole story. I'm Eleanor Amplified, broadcasting live from the gymnasium of Union City High. Today's show will be a little different. My old high school is in danger of being torn down by a cruel and sadistic developer. They've demanded a ridiculous amount of money to spare the school. Or I can step down from this radio show and quit being a journalist. One of the lessons I learned in high school is that the world isn't fair. Some people can act badly and still get away with things just because they're rich or popular. But I also learned that the rest of us don't have to sit back and accept it. We can raise our voices and shine a light on wrongdoing when we see it. This is the world we live in, and we have to make it better. That's why I'm not quitting. I'm throwing a rally. We're going to raise a ridiculous amount of money and save this school. So I'm asking you now, listeners, to call in, walk in, email us, or whatever. But please donate some money, whatever you can, to help us stop the bulldozers.
Eleanor, we've got a bunch of callers.
That's great. Let's take a few on the air.
Line one, hello, caller?
Eleanor, Davis McSpade.
Davis, hi. So you're not in the Renaissance Fair?
No, Eleanor. You helped me get my confidence back. So now I'm back on the news at Channel 9.
Hey, good for you.
And although that makes me your direct competitor, I want to help. I'm making a respectable donation to your school.
Thanks, Davis. I appreciate it. Let's take the next caller. Line two.
Eleanor, it's Umay.
And the Gravelax.
Hi, guys. It's been forever.
Yes. We are now filthy musicians.
We are extremely popular in every country besides this one.
That's amazing.
And it is all thanks to our high school education.
So, we will give you a big chunk of dough.
Thanks, guys. You're the best. Maybe we can get the band back together sometime, huh?
Yes. We will call you.
What was that? You're breaking up. We're going through a tunnel. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Line three. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Eleanor of Amplify.
What do you want, Lord Grimlore?
What else but revenge? Since you banished me from the Renaissance Fair, I'm back in my day job as a personal injury lawyer.
You fiend.
Even as we speak, I'm billing you for my time. It'll cost you an arm and a leg.
What? You can't do that.
Then hire a lawyer to stop me.
Listeners, that just set us back. Please, we need your help now to raise a ridiculous amount of money.
Eleanor, we have a special caller on line four.
Go ahead, caller.
Elliot, Bridget Starlight, Wishaw!
Bridge, hi. I still haven't seen any of your movies.
That's all right. And what you did for me, I could never repay.
Oh, come on.
You let audiences see me as an artist, not as a sideshow spectacle. You're my dearest friend, Ellie.
Aw.
And on my last film, Marigolds at Midnight, I made a ridiculous amount of money, and I want to give it all to your high school.
Rich, that's so generous. Are you sure?
Of course. It's a tax write-off. You're actually saving me money. Bye now.
Thank you, listeners, and to everyone who's helped us. The school is saved, and these students have learned that a little community spirit can go a long way. Take note, Oscar and Gretchen. I'm Eleanor Amplified, and this is not the last edition of The Whole Story. Until next time, listeners. And that's 14-2.
Hey, Eleanor?
Yeah?
It worked this time, but we can't keep throwing telethons or concerts or whatever and keep narrowly getting out of jams.
I know. 15-2.
And the Omicron Gammas are still out there.
I know.
So, what are we gonna do?
Our jobs. 16-2.
And Eleanor? Why did you mention Oscar and Gretchen von Zwack during the show? We haven't seen them since
high school. Specifically, since you ratted us out and made us switch schools.
We hated this school anyway.
Oscar, Gretchen, you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, we've changed a little.
You could say we've grown up.
Am I missing something?
Yes, the biggest secret of all.
We, Eleanor, are...
the Omicron Gammas.
Yeah, I guess you did figure that out.
We are the shadowy supervillains.
The high school bullies? You two?
Rich, powerful, untraceable.
Everything that's been happening, the chaotic events, the copier, all that stuff with Megablurg and Angela Brandt becoming president.
It was us. We pulled the strings.
And we want you to know, we're coming for you.
We will destroy you, Eleanor.
Okay, that amounts to a confession. Phone, playback recording of them confessing.
I can't. My recorder isn't working.
Yeah, that trick won't work on us.
It's getting a little old anyway, don't you think?
Our phones cancel out other phones. We don't like being recorded.
All right, so this is a stalemate.
For now.
Is there a point to me asking why you're doing this? Why you're creating chaos in the world?
I'm surprised you're asking, Eleanor. It's your fault.
I didn't make you break into the school or leave when you got caught.
No, not that.
It started earlier.
Don't you remember, Eleanor, when we first met you?
Yeah, you were all angry and frustrated.
You were fun.
Seriously, more fun than now. Anyway, your parents had just divorced and you were mad and you convinced us that the world was a stupid place.
You said, why bother? No one cares what you do. And most people are phony. And nothing matters, so just do what you want.
And we thought to ourselves, wow, that Eleanor Amplified is right. She is onto something.
You changed our lives.
Did that really happen, Eleanor?
Yeah, just like they said.
And we're going to repay the favor.
We've got some big plans for you, Eleanor.
And for Union City.
And the world.
We managed to get some of your old friends to help us.
Oh yeah? Like who?
Like Professor Ignomi and Larsbot.
And Lord Brimlore, Esquire.
And of course our evil apprentice, Angela Brandt.
It's a rogues gallery of villains, Eleanor.
For the purpose of...
You'll see.
Soon enough.
And you will fear...
Our super mechanical powers!
Wow, that was kind of a downer. At least Eleanor saved the school, right? That's good news. But it is hard to celebrate now that Eleanor's greatest enemies have been revealed. What will the future hold? Can Eleanor match wits with such cunning masterminds? You betcha. We'll be back after a break, so keep a lookout for more adventures of Eleanor Amplified.
Well, there it is, Barry. Another season of Eleanor Amplified in the books.
Yeah, and as usual, made possible by a generous leadership gift from the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.
Eleanor Amplified stars Krista D'Agostino, Scott Johnston, Beth Kellner, and Kevin Pfluger.
James Barton is our announcer.
A big thank you to Kira McGrath and WHYY.
And to Terry Gross, Danny Miller, and everyone at Fresh Air.
So thanks for listening!
Whoa. Boss, that's it?
What?
I mean, a lot of people worked on this.
Yeah, and we thanked a lot of them.
We didn't thank Audrey Bentham for recording us?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Audrey!
And Adam Staniszewski.
Thanks, Adam!
And what about the Council of Zed?
Ah, okay. Thank you, Amelia, and Lena, and Oliver, and Hazel, and Ollie.
And their parents.
Barry, come on!
Oh, I'm sorry it's so hard to show appreciation.
Fine. Thank you, Anne-Marie, and Rick, and Sam, and Catriona, and Gabe, and Tracy.
And we should thank Julius, Helena, Sam, and Eli for being there from the beginning.
Barry, this is crazy!
And Mike and Scott and Eugene Son.
Barry!
You've got to thank Julian Hertzfeld and Rich Banowitz.
Sure, okay.
And what about Elise and Tori and Tony and everyone in the crowd scenes?
Barry, we can't thank everyone. We'll be here till next week!
And all the Ellen nerds who sent in their sound recordings, we loved them all.
Barry!
Okay. Also, Matt Kelly, Blair Brothers Music, and the script and seal.
Jeez! Save some for season 3, will ya?
Oh yeah, season 3 is gonna be nuts. Like how we're going to...
Save it for the show, kid.
Right. Bye, everybody. See you soon.